Go, go, go.
So hi, I'm Ryan. I help co-organize Co-Bar Birmingham. I am a Brummy. I come from Birmingham, UK, not Alabama. They get them mixed up. I've got an unhealthy obsession with programming mascots, and there's my social. Thank you very much for Bluetel for flying me out here today. Just a disclaimer before we start, I am not an expert on anything that I'm talking about. Take everything with a pinch of salt. And I'm here to give a talk today about this thing. Who recognizes it? Yes, that's right. This is the stupid autodialer thing from The Simpsons that marches down all of the phone numbers, and when you get a phone call and they go, hello, how are you? And it's like someone trying to get a survey from you. It's normally one of those annoying machines that have done it. And this kind of leads us into the problem. In our everyday life, we are being bombarded by spam emails and spam calls and spam advertisements all over the place, a constant stream of it. And in a very similar way, our lovely little server here is also being bombarded with a constant swarm of annoying bot traffic. Bots will literally just march through IPs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you can do the entire 4 billion IPs available in IPv4 in quite a short amount of time, surprisingly. And if you've ever had access logs on your server and you've seen, hello, can I just please get the .env file? Please, please, can I have something? Please, please, let me in! Very annoying. And it's not just one bot, it's thousands of bots, and they are all coded for different frameworks, looking for different things they can poke, and it only requires one bot for your server to be very sad. And they don't take a break. If you're, you know, it's 3 a.m. and you get a call and they go, why is the website being replaced with some dodgy third-party thing? Tough, got to fix it. Bots don't sleep, so you can't either. And it's not just on the HTTP protocol. They will come on any ports, you know, FTP, DNS, SMTP, any protocol you can imagine. There are bots loitering around the IPv4 space trying to poke and prod. So what can be done? Well, I'm glad you asked. We can do this. Can you just go right? Oh, did that actually kill my? Oh, that killed my clicker. That's amazing. Oh well, I'm standing over here now. Sorry. It was worth it. Get back into shape. So yes, we can do all of these very interesting things. Take a picture if you're interested. You've got 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time's up. Questions up at the end of my talk. Thank you very much. Oh no. Wow. That's a bit boring, isn't it? Is there something a bit more fun we could do? Well, there's a very similar problem in the call space where, you know, you get spam callers. And there's this very interesting YouTube channel called Kit Boger where he will make himself a big old target and try and keep the caller, spam caller that is, on the line for as absolutely long as possible. And that gave me an idea, which leads us into beginning the bamboozling. I'm going to see if I can knock this. Was that percussive maintenance? No, okay. Honeypots. We love honeypots. They're good. And to me, honeypots are made of three kind of good components. You have the honey, the honeycomb, and the pot itself. With the honey, well, the honey is kind of anything desirable to a thread. Ha, I didn't proofread this. Thread. Look, you can get a picture of me with the typo. Ha, ha, ha. Threat. Ta. Actor, looking for desirable things like API keys and things. So what to do? Well, there is this lovely repository called GitLeaks, which contains pretty much every last single secret definition you could ever imagine or dream of having in regex form for searching through repositories for static analysis so that you don't commit them accidentally. And these regexes are quite interesting. Because there's another nice little tool called GoRegen, where you can generate random strings from regular expressions. if we just put these two together, do we have an infinite supply of free secrets to give out? Ooh, that's rather exciting, isn't it? Which leads us on to our honeycomb. We have structured data. Bots like to read structured data. And we have this amazing thing called JSON schema, which allows us to define structured data in a way that we can validate it. And there is a nice JSON schema store with all of the major configuration files that you can get on the internet. And there is this magical thing called JSON schema faker, which allows you to generate random data. How exciting! But there's something hanging out the bottom of it. Oh, little gopher, it's a JavaScript library. Everything's written in JavaScript. There's nothing we can do. Time to go home. Wait, what is this? Wow, it is GoChaff, which generates random data for a given schema. Oh my God, I'm not done. Because why spend 5 minutes trying to convert the JavaScript thing to binary when you can spend 3 months doing a side project for your side project? That was fun. I do not like JSON schemas. And with the power of these four combined, infinite secrets and structured data. The joys. Which brings us on to the pots, which we want something with a very small prop print that's very nice and you can run. Yeah, I use Go. Don't shout at me. And if we lob everything that we've collected here together, we get GoPots, which is what I'm talking about today. Let us start with maximizing the misery. Who knows what this is? Got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's a slow loris indeed. Congratulations. I think you get the idea of where this is going. So for those who don't know, a slow loris is a type of low and slow DDoS attack where you open up a connection to the server and then go, I've opened up a connection, what are you going to do about it? I'm going to open up another connection. I'm going to open up a few more connections and just not, you know, just send a few bytes of data. And the hope is you'll hit a thread pool limit and the server will die. But I thought, what happens if you just turn this on its head? Will the bots die? That would be nice. And this leads into a class of honeypots called tarpits, which are deep and murky and you can't run around it. This is not an entirely original idea, but the class is very funny. But can anyone think of any problems with this out of the bat? 6, 5. Indeed, that's one. The one that I came out with is timeouts. Bots will have timeouts on your network request. They won't sit there forever. A lot of the times when you're making an API query, you go, oh, it took 15 seconds. It's too long. The server must be dead. So what I've thought to do is, you know, if a bot sees a bunch of failing requests, it must have taken down the server or something must have gone wrong, so it will run away. We don't want that. We want the bot to be kept on the line forever. So if we just wait until the first timeout and then infinitely serve just about where the timeout is, well, then the bot can march as long as it wants, and it will struggle, and it will pull, and eventually it will get away, damn bot. But it will have at least have wasted as much time as we possibly could. And why not let them eat cake? They want all of the protocols, right? They want their HCLs and their .env's and their YAMLs and their XMLs and their SQLs. So why not, if they request for a new file or an XML file, we just give it to them, you know? We can serialize data in all of the formats that you're wanting, enjoy parsing them and enjoy munching them down. But it's not just HTTP that this happens on, it's other protocols. So I've been expanding GoPot over the last few months to support FTP as well. So we now have a file system, ooh, and you can download these selections of files if you so happen to fall onto the lovely server. And of course, making any request to this FTP server will be very slow. You can do one operation a second. That is it. It will wait otherwise. And any of the files will download at 1 byte a second for a very long time. Oh, and would you look at this? It's an infinitely deep file system. Oh, what a shame. Oh, it would be a terrible shame if you were to try and traverse a file system that will take you until now to the age of the dinosaurs to get on. Ah, no. Now with more attack surface. This is Nmap, cool scanning tool for looking at what open ports and services are available on your little servers. But that's not much, is it? What happens if we were to port forwards every last single port available to us on the server to a port on GoPots? And it quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, it's probably a rabbit. What happens if we connection mocks and we just add a long list of available protocols that our honeypot supports and then forward it on to one of the honeypots, if not, so we can support multiple protocols on every last single port on the server? Good luck, honeypot. Though we don't want to get caught in the crossfire, not all bots are bad. There are plenty of bots that are just, mapping the internet, retrieving graph data for your social medias, searching your page, or indexing your pages for searches. You don't really want to, smite them whilst on this kind of approach. So we've got a robots.txt, where you have a user agent, a disallow, and a crawl delay, effectively saying who, where, and for how long the bots can do things on, at least on the HTTP standard. And normally, when the bots will fly in, and they'll be like, should I go and should I actually deal with this thing? Nah. But then you'll always get the ones that decide to go, woo, away to the pain. And those are the people who we're trying to deal with. Is it legal? In the UK, apparently not. Your country, maybe, who knows. I'm not a lawyer, this is not legal advice, please don't sue me if you use the pot, it's not my problem. Is this moral? I think it's funny. The results of this, I've got a whole 3 minutes, I've been rocketing through these slides. So I had this convoluted setup where I did a bunch of AWS magically stuff to pipe metrics around, and I haven't mentioned this yet, but the pots also speak to each other with Gossip Protocol and can be run in a big cluster, but I didn't think I'd have time to speak about it, so you can read up about that if you're interested. The results are, I gave out that in the time that I ran this across a cluster of about 10 nodes in mid-2024, I gave out 2 million secrets to bots, so I hope they use those for useful things. And a total of 23 times of bots sitting there listening to slow phone music and slowly losing the will to live. What the future holds? Well, we've got this nice pot full to the brim of various tricks and interesting things that we can slow down. But ideally it's not just going to be the web server and FTP. I'd like to add databases and SMTP, I don't even know what that is, I just copy and paste it in, or SSH or Redis, or as many protocols as I can think of where stalling bots would be funny. As I said, I ran over a lot of stuff here. There are things that you can do with maximizing the placement of your bots in a network, so you can get hot IP addresses that loads of bots. Also, using AWS tends to be quite good for attracting traffic because people know the IPv4 ranges of these AWS data centers, so they will march them more often than just generic random IP addresses. There are other things that need doing. Broader protocol support, better telemetry and instrumentation so that people can look at it. This is part of the Teapot CE platform, by the way, so you can run it as a group of other bots. 1 minute run! Well, luckily I'm on to conclusions. Is this actually going to stop all of the bots? Nope. But, there are lots of things that you can do to avoid this. If you just send a few requests, this isn't really going to do much. You can still collect data. Some bots don't go for targeted attacks on particular servers, and there are other ways to defeat it. However, It will stop poorly written bots, at least my hope is. It raises the bar to entry for people writing these bots because it's harder to deal for all the edge cases, and most of all, it's funny. Ha 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 ha. Credits go to all of these fine people for the ideas and the images. A special thanks to Iroshi Art for all of the custom commissioned gophers, because I like programming mascots and they're very cute. Thank you very much for listening with 8 seconds to spare. And I can now just do a dance for the last 3 seconds. Just on time. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Loved it so much.
It's much appreciated.
I'm currently switching to Golang and I'm going to check out your project. Maybe I can do some contributions.
Oh, absolutely. I'd absolutely love any support that you can give with it.
Awesome. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you so much.
By far the most entertaining talk so far.
Oh, thank you so much.